Hi friends, welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy encrypted podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle.
So this is going to be a little bit different because you're going to be hearing from Danielle.
Yes.
Again on back-to-back weeks. Solely because we didn't fuck up. We didn't do the same story. We didn't do a repeat story or anything like that. She had her ghost hunt.
Yes.
Last night.
Yes.
And she wants to tell us about it. And we just figured it'd be smarter to do her story this week instead of waiting, like going back to kind of our regular, quote unquote, regular scheduled programming before coming and then going back to like a ghost thing.
Yes, so exactly.
We just thought this would be an easier way to do it.
So you'll have 2 weeks of me and then 2 weeks of Emily and then back to normal.
Yes.
So...
All right, cool.
Hopefully that makes sense and nobody's too disappointed.
No, it'll be fine. I'm kind of assuming this might be a little bit shorter, too. It's going to be a quick little recap more. So, yeah. But...
Yeah, so... I was going to write stuff down, and then I was like, you know what?
You just did it last night, so I feel I was like there it's last quite night. Fresh
so
in your
if
brain.
If it's a little out of order, please forgive me, because I might remember something as I'm, like, talking about it.
Yeah.
So... As you know, Emily, I was in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
the complete opposite side of the state. So I drove through the entire state of Wisconsin. Not a fun drive by yourself. Fun fact. It was like 5 hours. So
yeah, that's a long one.
It definitely could have been worse because like when you go the other direction into South Dakota, it's like all back roads. This at least was pretty much highway.
Yeah.
And some freeway too. So I was able to kind of cruise. Today sucked because it rained the entire day.
Mm.
So from the moment I got in the car until I parked here at our parents, it was raining or drizzling. So we couldn't get in. So I went to Sheboygan, Insane Asylum, I believe is what it is called. Or maybe it's a sanatorium. I'm pretty sure it's insane asylum. Asylum.
I highly doubt it's called insane asylum. I'm going to guess.
Some places.
Really?
There's a couple that are still for quote unquote historical sake and are still called insane asylums. I do believe this one is just asylum.
Okay.
So during the Halloween season, they run a jump scare haunted house out of this place, which I don't love.
Yeah, neither of us are big fans of things like that.
No, I went to one this year and I'm so good. I do not need to do that again for like ever.
Yeah.
They kept touching my neck and I literally swung at a girl.
They can touch you?
Oh, apparently they can. Mm-hmm, yep. Yep. Because my neck kept getting touched and I threw an elbow at an actor and I felt so bad. But it was at the very end, and I had had enough. She's like, ooh, this one throws elbows. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. But
anyway.
Yeah. So I also am not a fan because it feels kind of insensitive.
Like, oh, this to is put like
a jump scare, like
kind of like a gimmicky kind of thing into a
place that people lived and people still inhabit. You know, because like if there's spirits there.
So spirits still
inhabit. Yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't say live. So I don't know. I don't love it. You know, it just feels kind of in poor taste.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So that goes until 10 p.m.
They had it on the weekend after Halloween too?
Yeah, they did.
I mean, I guess.
Because it was like the last weekend of the year.
Okay.
So they... That was the last time they were doing it, but they were like, hey, don't come until like 10 to 11. So I showed up, classic me, like 3 minutes before 11. And we parked like on the side of the road and it was like 40s. So it wasn't super warm. So I had my like full winter coat on. And you go in and you go like in this garage kind of situation and then up some stairs and then you go into like this big room, and the big room was, I think, probably like a cafeteria or something. It was about that size. And there's no plumbing, no running water, but there is electricity. There is no heat.
So how do you pee?
There's an outhouse.
Oh, okay.
Out front. Luckily, I did not need to use it. Got close. I was like, do I use it? But my drive back to my hotel was only 10 minutes, so I did not. But so you get there, you get checked in.
How many people?
So they split us into two groups. Group A had 18. Group B, which was the group I was in, had Tommy been there with me, we would have had 14.
Okay.
So we ended up having 13 for part, and then somebody left a little early, and then we only had 12. And so my group, we had three different locations that we were going to go to. My group started in the basement. So by locations, I mean like levels of the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
There are three levels. So my group started in the basement. We go down. I'm at the very end of the group, and as you know, I'm like not very tall. And as we're walking through this like tunnel in the basement, I felt something like brush against the top of my head. And so I like jerked my head to the side, like, oh my God, I just got, you know, I hit my head on something. And so I like look up and behind me, and there was nothing there.
Hmm.
So, and I even took a step back and like tried to recreate it, and nothing happened. And as you know, that's not the only time I've been touched. So if I was touched, not the first time. So we get down there, and they bring us to this little, like, area that's, it's like an intersection for different hallways. So there's three different branches of the hallway. So we came in one, and then two shoots off to the left of that, and then three is, like, kind of a continuation of the one that we came in on. And that goes back to this, like, boiler, they call it the boiler room, but it's really almost like the size of an auto shop.
Okay.
It's a pretty big space, but it has, you know, mechanical stuff in it.
Yeah.
So in the middle of that, there was a bunch of like open beer cans and empty bottles, and then some like little shooters of
Yeah, like vodka, like alcohol.
Yeah, but it's the one, cinnamon one.
It's Fireball.
Thank you. So there's a couple of those there. And so we had three guides. I don't remember the women's names. They were really nice, but I can't remember what their names were. But then we had Mike with us too. And Mike was super nice.
Both group have three guides?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The second, actually, group A might have had four, but they were bigger.
Yeah.
So, my group had three. They were a mother and daughter, and then Mike. And Mike was super nice. He actually said to me when we got down there, he goes, I want you to have a really good time because you're here by yourself. And I was like, thank you. You know, like, that's so sweet. That's so kind. And so, I stood kind of, like, facing the hallway that we had come in through. And Mike set up all his stuff, and he had like a laser grid. He had a REM, the REM pods, which are the ones that like make the noise when they're touched. We're like, squee, you know.
Yep.
And then he also had a cat toy that would like light up if you bumped it. And then a strip of lights that were purple. And then I don't know if you would like squeeze it or touch it or what, and they would change colors too. So we're down there, and we're just kind of like, is anybody down here? We know you like to take your breaks down here.
Was the alcohol set up for like a specific reason?
Yeah. So okay. The nurses were like props. Yes. Okay. The nurses and the maintenance workers and the people that used to work there would go down there to be a little saucy. So they would like drink and smoke and sometimes boink down there, apparently. Because a lot of these people lived on site.
Mm.
So the men had a wing and then the women had a wing where they like the nurses would live. So we were like trying to get some interaction. We would get a little bit of the REM pod down in the corner. because he liked to hang around like this corner, which in hallway one, it was like a soft corner, you know, not like a sharp turn, but like an angled turn. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like a hard 90 degree. Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So apparently people see like shadow movement down there all the time. They see something like crouching down there all the time. I took a bunch of pictures. I don't see anything in any of my pictures, which is a bummer because I definitely saw something peeking around the corner bunch of times.
Really?
Yeah. Like, because, so you've seen shadow figure, right? Huh? Or no. Have you ever seen a shadow figure?
No.
Okay. So it's really weird, but the best way to describe it is like, it's dark, so you're seeing the dark, but then you're seeing something darker than the dark.
Oh, okay.
So I kept seeing like something taller than me just kind of like lean around and then like move back. And every now and then when it would do that, the REM pod would go off. Not every time. So again, take this with a grain of salt. I also had my spirit box going. In my spirit box, I can plug into a headphone, and I had really crappy headphones, so I need to get better headphones. But so I had one ear in, so I was like listening to what people were asking and just trying to hear stuff. Down there, I didn't hear anything. But one of the investigators that we were with, she had this like REM pod that's a music box. What do you think one of the worst Christian songs to hear on repeat from a spooky ass music box would be?
Well, until you said Christian song, my first thought was Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad one.
But I have no idea.
Amazing Grace.
Oh.
Over and 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 over until it literally drained the battery. So for the full like 45, almost hour, we were down there. Over and over.
So some, like a ghost was doing that?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. And if she would stop it, everything else would stop. So it was like, it only wanted to interact with the music.
Huh.
It was really strange. I do have some audio of that happening, but I was very intrigued with what was ending, like going on at the end of hallway one, that I didn't really take any video of that. I should have. Didn't even think about it because I was like, something's down there.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to sneak up on me.
Mm.
You know?
You're like, I need to keep my eye mm-hmm. on you.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to come too close and it's going to freak me out.
Yeah.
So then we were able to go into the boiler room for a little bit. There was really nothing there. Nothing really happened there. We just kind of like wandered around. Then we went to what they call the morgue, which wasn't really a morgue. Okay. But it was where they would put the bodies for storage before a coroner could come and get them.
Got it.
So there were bodies there. They had a boo buddy. Do you know what a boo buddy is?
No.
So it's like the worst thing. It's such a fascinating piece of equipment, but it's so terrifying. It is a stuffed animal. It's a teddy bear. And if spirit touches it or like interacts with it, it talks like this.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh.
Are you making it cold in here?
Ugh.
What do you want? What's your name?
What's the point of it?
I'm Boo Buddy. To see if like spirit will interact.
Children? But why has it got to have a little creepy voice?
I don't know. It's the worst voice they could have picked. It's so scary.
Okay.
And I wonder if it's to like make any child spirits like not afraid of it.
Yeah.
But it's so awful. And it like lights up and stuff and senses like temperature changes and whatever. So they put that in a room, and then up the steps. So everybody except for me went inside this room, and I was right by the door, and I was like, I can't have my back in this doorway. I can't do it. So I was actually standing in the doorway with my back to a wall, and I could see up like a small flight of stairs to this really dark hallway, and I had been chatting with Mike about Mike?
Yeah,
Mike. I was like, why does that not feel right? About kind of like my other experiences and what happened last year. And so he was like, so you're sensitive? And I was like, allegedly. I think so. I'm still figuring it out. And he was like, all right, you'll have to let me know where you feel things. And there was something just kind of like chilling in that hallway. And so he came over and he goes, something up here? And I said, I think so, because something is watching. I can just feel, you know how like even when you're just like with a living person, you can just feel somebody watching you?
Yeah.
That's just how it felt. So it was just like something is watching. So it didn't feel malicious or anything, but I was like, I can't stand in the door. I couldn't have my back to the door, but it was freaking me out. So we didn't get a ton of interaction in there. The lights did kind of go a little wonky for a little bit because they kept laying out these strips of lights.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we had our little break. We were able to like wander around, take some pictures and stuff there. And again, I don't have anything. I'll have to send you some of them to see if you see anything.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anything. So then we had our little break and, I ran to my car specifically so that I could Snapchat Tommy and be like, hey, nothing has happened really like that I have proof of, but it's been really cool. I'm cold, but I would absolutely come back and do this again. I just don't want to do that drive by myself because that drive sucked. So I'll keep you posted. So we go back in. Group A then went to the basement and we went up to the third floor.
Okay.
On the third floor is the men's wing for drugs and alcohol. So from what I understood, because I really wish they would have given us like the history of the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they didn't.
Okay.
So I really,
you should do a little research yourself, mm-hmm. and just see what you can find.
Right. And I'm sure I can find some stuff and know more about it for next time, because I absolutely would go do it again.
Okay.
Again, I just don't want to do it by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be a lot more fun to do with somebody else.
Yeah.
And whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we're up there. You're going to love this. So I had my spirit box in my ear again. And they were trying to get the guys to, like, come out of their rooms. And they're like, okay, one of the ways we usually do this is with music. So they're playing music off of their phones. And Mike was playing some, like, older, like, early 2000s rap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, not a bad song. Like, I knew the song. I couldn't tell you what it is right now. But I was like, all right, this is kind of a bop. And someone was like, do you like the music? And I shit you not, Emily, from my spirit box, I heard bullshit. I was like, they don't. I just heard bullshit. Everyone's like, what? I was like, yeah. It's like, I swear I heard somebody say bullshit. And it's going so fast that there's no way you're going to hear a word that long on one channel.
Okay, I get it.
Because it's just going, you know, through the channels.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, had it been like a no.
Yeah.
Then I might have been like, meh.
Yeah.
Say it again.
But bullshit.
But bullshit. That's a long word.
Yeah.
To hear over multiple channels.
So they didn't like the early
2000s. No. So then we switched it to like late 2000s, you know, like, so like 2010-ish.
Hey.
Pop. And they seemed to like that better. We started getting some action on the REM pod. So we had two hallways and then one in the middle. And I was standing where I could see down both hallways, but I was like definitely in the left-hand hallway. So the REM pod was to my right in the middle part. And then all of a sudden that would go off and no one would be standing by it or anything. We'd all be like, oh my gosh. And then they were seeing something down the right hand hallway, and then we had a little bit of interaction with the laser grid down the left hand hallway. Like, you could, so with the laser grid you can kind of see when something like distorts it, right? Because like obviously a straight line isn't going to be straight if there's something in front of it
right
that isn't straight, and a body
right
isn't straight. So we kind of see like something was happening, but nothing, like no touching, no noises really other than like the bullshit. And so we didn't spend a lot of time there. They also had one of the, I want to say it's called an ovulus, where it like says the word and then writes the word for you.
Yep.
We had one of those with us, and it was kind of saying random words, nothing that really made a lot of sense. One of them was like, look. And we were like, okay, well, like, look where?
Yeah, at what?
Yeah, we're like, tell us where to look. And
or we're going
to
be like, Linda, look, honey.
Yeah, listen, Linda, listen.
Linda, listen, honey.
So then we went down to the second floor, which had the administration office. The only place we weren't allowed to take pictures. And I have no idea why.
Interesting.
No clue. Because, like, it was just, like, hardwood floors and some old furniture. And, like, literally, there's, like, china in containers in the cabinets still. It was super weird.
So it looks like people literally just, like, left, kind of?
Yeah, like, they're like, moving their stuff out.
Got it.
It was very strange. And they're like, you can't take any pictures in here. I have no idea why.
Does this place still, like functioning?
No.
Obviously, they don't have running water. Duh.
No, yeah. So it's just...
How long has it been closed, you know?
Someone said they read 2005 was okay. When it officially, like, they were moving people out before that, but officially it completely closed down. There was nobody left in the building as of 05 because okay. There were some, like, almanacs and stuff, or National Geographics, that's where they were, from the early 2000s.
Cool.
In the admin area.
Okay.
And then, so nothing really happened in there. We didn't really investigate in there. It was more just kind of like, this is where, like, the head doctors or whatever would work and da-da-da-da-da. So then we go across the hallway to the nurses' living quarters. And that was where we ended our night. It was pretty quiet in there until they started playing music. And then this nurse that they believe is a nurse named Kim came and started, like, interacting with us. They said that they've gotten the sounds of someone, like, shuffling around in the kitchen area or where the kitchen area used to be. They've had the smell of coffee being brewed. They have had, like, humming and whistling from down that way. And then sometimes they get interactions from spirit doing, like, getting ready for shift change and whatever. So they were playing music and...
Seems like these ghosts like music.
It seems like they interact with music, yeah. And so there, she was playing music and then she would stop it. And then the REM pod in Kim's room would go off. Apparently, Kim died by suicide in the building. They don't know necessarily where. But that's the story that has been told and that we were told. So she would, like, turn the music off, and then she'd turn the music on. And then she was playing Christmas music, and it said family on the obelisk. And we were like, oh, that's, like, really sad.
Yeah.
So, there were some, like, correlating words with what she was playing and what we were doing and asking. But overall, honestly, kind of a quiet night.
Yeah. But you'd still go back?
I would. The main reason I think I would go back is because it sounded like that was a quiet night overall.
Oh, okay.
So, like, our guides were all kind of like, yeah, this one was kind of quiet, not a lot of interaction tonight, but that tends to happen after the haunted house.
Oh.
Because, like, they're able to go back into this space that they haven't been able to use. And, like, reclaim their space. So they're like, okay, yes, they're out. We can. So I would maybe.
Go earlier.
Go earlier in the year. Because they do tours from April until November.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm. And the only reason they stop is because it gets too cold.
Oh, okay.
Because if there's no heat.
Right.
Then.
Yeah, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, right off Lake Michigan.
Yeah, no.
It's going to get chilly.
Yeah.
I mean, it was maybe a 10-15 minute tops drive from the lake.
Okay.
So not far. Really cool. I would definitely do it again. I want to say, and Tommy and I bought these tickets in, like, August or July.
Yeah.
So
off the top of my head. On our railroad
trip. Yes, you're right, you're right. I want to say it was less than $70 a person. I want to say it was like 68 or something. So really not crazy.
Yeah.
Tom did call me today and we chatted a little bit and I was like, I would definitely do it again. They do have other locations that they own.
That they do tours at?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's kind of fun. And so you can see.
One of them goes year round because it's got indoor plumbing and heating.
Oh, there you go.
And it's a full overnight.
Oh, you don't sleep, I'm assuming.
No.
You just stay up.
Yeah. Until like 5 a.m.
Where is that one?
Over that way, unfortunately.
Okay.
It's at a schoolhouse.
You gotta pick a weekend where you have like a 3-day weekend. So you can like leave on a Friday or like drive home on a Monday. You don't have to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Had I been paying for part of the hotel because Tom paid for the whole hotel.
Yeah. You would have done 2 nights?
I would have done 2 nights. Yeah. I would have left on a Friday.
Yeah.
And then like right after work.
Or even like drive halfway Friday night, you know, stop in the Dells or something and then
finish
it off the next day or whatever.
Because it's, I mean.
It's 10 hours for.
Over 2 days.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, but all of our guides were really nice.
Maybe could you possibly post the company like website or something?
Yeah.
If people might be interested in it.
Fox something. I want to say like Fox Hollow Ghosts Tours or something like that.
She'll find it and she'll post it.
I will. I have emails from them. So I would recommend it. Like I said, the guys were super nice. The location was pretty cool. Literally was not scary. There was not a moment that I was like afraid at all or uncomfortable. I mean, I don't want to say I wasn't uncomfortable, but that's just kind of how I feel spirit is. I just feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So there were definitely moments where I felt really uncomfortable, but never scared.
Cool.
So.
Overall, out of 10. I know that's kind of a hard.
6.75, only because it was a quiet night.
Yeah, right.
I think had we had a little bit more activity, it would have been like a solid 8.
Cool.
The location was cool. The people were cool. I wish the groups were a little bit smaller.
Yeah, I'm sure 12 was a lot better than 18.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And 18, it was like one giant family. It was like one group that was like, damn. They all like signed up together.
So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. So there was like a guy in his like 70s and 80s that was there.
Oh, fun.
And I was like, good for you, dude. Yeah, get
that's it. Awesome.
That's going to be me and Tom.
Literally.
So, yeah, I would definitely do it again. I want to look in. And then the owner was there. And he said that they had just bought, I want to say, 2 new properties. And they were looking at opening those before the spring, but they didn't have dates yet. So he would not tell us where they were.
Cool.
So, and we got the whole, like, don't be rude spiel. Like, they literally said, we are not Zach Bagans. This is not Ghost Adventures.
Oh, wait. Did you watch the TikTok I sent you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
So good.
So funny.
Emily
sent me. She has so many of them. Like, that girl now, she pops up all the time on my feed. And it's, like, all of the videos are just like that. So
Emily
funny.
Sent me a parody video of a girl being Zach Bagans. And it was really good. It gave me a good giggle. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Well.
Yeah, definitely would do it again. And then Tom said he was going to keep eyes on no pimming because apparently they've been doing some in the summer / spring.
Cool.
So he's like, that's a full overnight though. And I was like, ask me if I care.
Yeah.
Ask me. I don't.
Right.
So.
Cool.
Yeah. If anybody has any like specific questions, feel free to reach out and ask me. I am more than willing to talk about it. And I didn't meet any followers. I was hoping.
Mm.
But I also got there and we like started like 3 minutes later. So the crowd went in the other group and I just never knew.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our Halloween season nicely.
Our spooky season.
With a bow, and we can officially move on back to our normal schedule.
Yeah, but do we want to?
No. We like the spook.
We do.
It's fun.
But I think that's what makes it so nice to be able to do is that it's like something special.
It's something to look forward to.
Yeah. You know, it's not like, oh, I get to look up a haunting. Like, yeah. Like, yes, finally I get to do haunting.
Right.
So.
All right, everybody. Well, we hope you guys have, oh gosh. It's election day.
Oh God. Oh, boy. All right. Well, this podcast will either continue from the Midwest, or Emily and I will be escaping to a foreign country.
Who knows what's going to happen? We'll see. But if you get out there and vote, if you haven't,
We have both early voted.
So. Yes. So we are checked that off our list. But yep. All right, you guys, have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.